Hello, everybody, and this is Leah McCullough. Welcome to the 3 weeks to your own Healing Quantum Leap coaching program. My name's Leah McCullough. I'm the host. I'm the coach. And we have with us today some people on the line, or just one person right now, but I'm sure more people are going to join us as the call gets going. So the first thing I'm going to do is going to give you an overview of what we're doing, and then we're going to get into it. We're going to start out with some housekeeping ideas about what's going on with the recording and the fiberclass, fiberclasswebsite.com, where that's where we keep the recordings, where you can access them, some stuff, things like that. Then we're going to go over the components of the healing cleanse, such as the supplements and the food and the mindset. And then we're going to talk about if you should start slow, like why you should, who should do that, and how to do that. We're going to talk about side effects, what to do about them, and then we're going to have some room for Q&A. So this call, the first call, is mostly information, but then and with a little bit of time for questions and answers. The second and third calls are going to be mostly questions and answers with a little bit of time for handing out instructions. That's how this is based. In the group coaching program, what we do is we have a theme that every six, you know, we have six themes a year, and we go over the same theme twice a year, and it's a 12-month long program, just to kind of give you guys a hint about what goes on with that. And we do, in those calls, we do a little bit of instruction, and then we do a lot of what we call hot seat coaching, where people talk about their individual situation, which is what we're going to do in the other two calls with this program. And then we wrap everything up each call. So so before we get started on the housekeeping and all that stuff, I just want to remind people that this call's recorded. So it's going to be listened to by other people. Hello there. You're the lines are all open. Is this Rachel?
Yes.
Hey, it's Leah. How are you?
I'm fine.
And where are you calling in from?
Fort Worth, Texas.
All right. We got a lot of people out west today.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just going over the overview of what we're doing. I was talking about that these calls are recorded. So you guys are going to have access to the recordings, and also the other people who come in after you in this group are going to have access to the recordings. So if you don't want people to identify you by your, you know, like last name or something like that, that's, you know, keep that in mind, because, you know, I ask people to keep information in these calls confidential, because we're talking about some, you know, personal things or health. So with that, I'd like to go around the room for the people who are here. I'd like to kind of introduce yourselves. I'd like you to say your name, whatever you want to be known by, where you're from. I'd like for you to talk about a little bit about where you are in your health situation and why you made the decision to go ahead and get started on this course. So is it Kathy in Colorado?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you go ahead and get started with us?
Okay. My name's Kathy. I live in Colorado. I've had fibromyalgia for several years. I'm in my later 50s, and probably since my early 20s, I've noticed symptoms, and they've progressively gotten worse over the years. I've tried several different things, medications and diets and supplements, and sometimes they help for a while, but nothing has ever completely gotten rid of my symptoms, so I'm ready to try something new because I've been experiencing more symptoms lately, so I thought this sounded like a good plan to try and start, and I'm ready to get started.
All right. Well, welcome. Kathy, I'm really glad you're here. And, you know, I know this is just audio only, but if you can see my face, you can see I'm smiling and I'm happy and I'm glad you're here. All right, Rachel in Texas.
Hi. Yes, I've had this for about 30 years, although my rheumatologist said he had seen this coming on me before it really hit hard. So he was very aware of fibromyalgia even way back then. And I've just been struggling over the many years, tried, like Kathy, many diets, many medications, and nothing seems to really help. And I do think that foods are affecting me, and I look forward to hearing more from you about the different foods that we can use that would help us get better.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will talk about that different. And if I don't answer it to your satisfaction, let me know and I'll circle back around to that. Okay, Rachel?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, cool. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is fibroclass.com. I had a meeting with my web person about it this morning because I just wanted to make sure I was clear about how to do it. So we're going to be sending out an email in the next day or two. Well, first of all, as soon as this call is over, I'm going to be sending an email out to the entire group. Like, you can access the recordings right now on Instant Teleseminar. That's the website that we're using right now. But in the future, you know, if you don't want to, like, figure out what's an Instant Teleseminar, all you're going to have to do is go to fibroclass.com. You're going to register there. You're going to have your own password, and you're going to have access to a class site where the recordings are there and the link to the video, the Getting Started on the Healing Cleanse video, and then also any handouts or any kind of other information that we have in class, it's going to be there on fibroclass.com. So that's going to be ready in about 2 days. It's not quite ready for this group yet. We use it already for other coaching groups, and it's really nice, and everything's in one place, and it's logical. I like that about it. The did you guys get a chance to look over the book and look over the video yet?
No, not yet.
I've read the book, but not seen the video.
Okay. Well, that's good. The video is just kind of just showing, like, here's these supplements, here's how you measure them, here's how you mix them together, and here's how you take them. It's actually really short and simple. So right now, we're going to go over the components of what I call the fibro cleanse, and some things I call it the healing cleanse. I've got to get the name changed over to the fibro cleanse because only doctors are allowed to heal people. which I didn't know that when I started all this. I thought healing was just a word. I didn't know it was so trademarked.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep the lines open on all my calls just because if somebody, here's what I know with brain fog, and like if I don't ask, if somebody doesn't ask right away, they might forget it. And, you know, keep pen and paper around so you keep notes and everything. But, you know, if it's something I know I'm going to talk about later, I'll let you know. But feel free to ask a question, or if you have a comment that you want to make or illustrate a point. That's fine. I'm a very casual, open person. So that's how we run these things. Not to the point where we want people to get confused and off track, but I'm sure you guys will be fine with that. So the components of the healing cleanse. So did you guys both see the webinar, the fibro cleanse?
No, I haven't seen it. I'm brand new to all this.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, maybe I should just backtrack a little bit. How did you guys find out about this coaching program?
I found out about you on a Facebook site for fibromyalgia. Some other people knew about you and said that you would help them.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Is it the Freedom from Fibromyalgia, Fibro Natural Support?
I don't know. I'm on three different ones, and I couldn't tell you which one I found it on. It could have been all three of them.
And Kathy, what about you?
I think I found out about you on a couple other websites dealing with fibromyalgia. Dr. Teitelbaum, I think, is one of them. And
yeah. He's a friend of mine. I really like Dr. Yeah. Teitelbaum. He's such a sweet person on top of being such a smart guy. He's a really sweet person. I think a lot of Dr. Teitelbaum. He was on my telesummit 2 years in a row. And I'm not doing my telesummit this year because it is a boatload of work. Let me just tell you that. It's awesome, though, in a lot of ways, but it's a lot to do. And I'm focusing more on like talking to people like yourselves, like one-on-one this year. And we might go back to the telesummit again. I don't know, but he's a wonderful person. Okay, well, good. That's interesting. Well, then that tells me I got to tell you guys a little bit more than I thought I needed to tell you. So, let me tell you about my theory about why people are sick with fibromyalgia. And knowing that theory kind of gives you a clue as to why I recommend the things I do and why I had the results I had. And it fits in the theory. So my theory is, and a lot of other alternative healthcare practitioners think this as well, you know, it's not just my theory, is that people with fibromyalgia, for some reason or some reasons, are in toxic overload. They have more toxins in their body than their body can process and handle. And these toxins, all kinds of things, displace nutrients and wreak all kinds of havoc in the body and in causing all the symptoms of fibromyalgia. You can see all the global symptoms of fibromyalgia, you know, widespread body pain, but it's not the same pain in the same place day in, day out. The sleep disturbances, the nervous system problems, all these things can kind of go back to that. The other component of fibromyalgia is the digestive system. The one thing I can say about everybody with fibromyalgia is that more than likely, on some level or another, their digestive system is damaged. So your digestive system runs from your mouth to your anus. And if anything in that entire system, in that entire lung tube, if you will, is not functioning properly.
The one thing I can say about everybody with fibromyalgia.
Okay, I am getting an echo. We got a new caller from, well, she's off now. We got a new caller, but I think I said I'm getting an echo, and yeah, she's going to try something else. Anyway, if any part of that system is not functioning well, that can lead to a lot of problems with absorbing the nutrition from your food. I would say most people, not just most people with fibromyalgia, most people probably in the United States or in the Western, you know, yeah, most people in the United States have leaky gut or some extent thereof. Now, if you ask almost any conventional medical provider, does leaky gut exist? They're going to say no. If you ask almost any alternative medical person if leaky gut exists, they're going to say yes. So what does that tell you? Anywho, so those are the two components of fibromyalgia: damaged digestive system, overload of toxicity. So what I did myself, you know, I was super really sick.
Alternative medical person, if leaky gut exists, they're going to say yes. So what does that tell you?
We've got a new caller here from Cincinnati,
those are the two
and her cell phone. I'm going to mute you because we're getting feedback.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could hear that.
All right. The person in Cincinnati, who I think it's Maggie. I'm not sure. Got you on mute right now. Can you come back over the web? And I'm going to unmute you so you can say yes or no.
But you can't hear me. When I'm on the web, you can't hear me.
Okay. Oh, if I can't hear you on the web, hold on a second.
Right.
I'm going to mute you real quick. There's a workaround to that. So I'm going to tell you what it is. If, okay. If you can hear me, but I can't hear you, make sure you're unmuted on your device. If that doesn't work, cancel out and come back and make sure you select the web call option if accessing from the internet. Hold on a second. So does that make sense to access the web call option? I'm going to unmute you. The web call option?
Which is the HTTP instant teleseminar. I got it.
Yeah. Click on that. Oh. Then
it gives me a list of numbers. That's weird.
Web call option?
Yes. And when I press it, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Okay, hold on a second. The instant teleseminar, iteleseminar.com with the numbers behind it, right? The 104-4.
Yes. When I do that, yeah. I click broadcast and I click web call, and I can hear you, but you can't hear me. But that's fine. I'll just hear you.
Okay. Well, click the middle one. It says web call.
The web call. I did.
Yeah. Click
and,
that one.
Oh, wait a minute. Continue. Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to take away from everybody.
All right, I'm going to mute you, okay?
All right.
So, hey, Maggie, it's okay. You know,
yeah,
we're
I'm
glad you're
hang
here.
Up.
Okay. Maggie, I know Maggie pretty well, so that's why we have, like, a little bit of a shorthand.
Leah?
Yes. All right, hold on. I'm going to hang up the cell phone for Maggie. Right? Why is that not doing that? Okay, now here we go. Okay, good. That works out good. Everybody's on here. So, Maggie, you want to say hi? Oh, hold on. Hey, Maggie? Maggie, are you there? I see you on here, so... Sorry about the technical difficulty. All right. We're going to move on. And then when Maggie, when you feel like saying hello, go ahead and say hello and see what's going on there.
Conference.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
We're going to move on.
Leah, I'm here.
You feel like saying hello, go ahead and say hello. And
hello, can you hear me?
Hold on, I've got multiple callers coming in from the same place. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Denise?
Leah, can you hear me?
Yes, that sounds good.
Hey, we're gonna move on. Leah, I'm here.
Yeah.
You feel like saying hello.
Denise?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hold on, I've got it. I'm gonna mute Maggie. Okay. Hello, Denise?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
We did go around the room and introduce each other, and what I'll do is I'll...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? Denise, can you hear me? Hello? Uh-oh. Somebody got dropped. All right. We still have Kathy and Rachel. Denise is gone. Maggie, let's see if you still hear me. Maggie, are you still on?
Maggie is still here.
Okay, good. I'm not
echoing. Yeah, I don't know why that's happening. I don't...
Okay. You guys can mute yourself if you've got a lot of background noise, too. But I want to keep the line open so that you guys can... Rachel. Denise is gone. Maggie, I'll see if you can hear me. Okay. Hey, Maggie, I had to mute you. So if you need anything, just raise your hand by hitting star two on your phone. Wait, on the web call. Let me see what you got to do for the web call. Raise your hand. There's a little, there should be like a little, if you float your cursor over your browser, there's going to be another screen that pops up and it's square and it says, welcome to the event. And along the bottom there, there's a thing that says raise hand. So you can just click on that and then I'll know that you want to get going on the call. So just to keep the call, Denise,
yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself? What we're saying is, you know, our name, where we're from, where we're at, and our healing journey with fibromyalgia, and then why we decided to take this course.
Yeah, I'm from York, PA, and I've had fibro. I've been diagnosed for about 7 years, and just basically want my life back.
Yeah. You had fibro for about 7 years. Well, that, at least you haven't been, have you had it that long, or you think you've had it longer?
I think I've had it longer. I'm in my 40s, and I think I even had some in my teenage years. But I was able to,
Yeah. Okay. So I talked about some housekeeping things at the beginning of the call, and then now we're moving into
have you had it that long, or you think you've had it longer?
I think.
Okay. Hey, Maggie. We're still getting feedback, so I just got you on mute for now. And then if you need anything, just hit the raise your hand button. Actually, Maggie, we need you to introduce yourselves. We're going to talk. We're talking about where we are, who we are, our name is, where we're from, where we're at in our fibromyalgia journey, and why we decided to be on this call. So I'm going to unmute you now. Mute for now. And then if you need anything, just hit the raise your hand button. Actually, Maggie, we need you to introduce yourselves. We're going to talk. We're talking about where we are, who we are, our name is, where we're from, where we're at in our fibromyalgia journey, and why we decided to be on this call. I'm going to unmute you now.
Welcome to the conference.
Unmute for now. And then you need anything, just hit the raise your hand button.
Can you hear me? I don't know why you're getting the feedback.
Maggie,
either.
We're talking about,
I'm hearing two things.
Welcome to the conference.
Oh, crap. I just dropped Maggie completely. Oh, no. Well, she's trying to come back. Let's see if it happens. Okay. You know, Maggie and I are, she's one of my individual coaching clients and she decided to join you guys with this. So her and I are on the video calls all the time. And, so we have a little bit more of a casual relationship. We know each other pretty well. And so, we have shortcuts for talking to each other. So that's why I sound so familiar with her. I've been working with her for a while now. Okay. So Denise, welcome, and Kathy and Rachel. And Maggie's going to be here probably whenever she can. And we'll see who else comes. And we'll take a pause in a little while. Anybody else comes, we'll have them introduce themselves in a little bit. So my idea about fibromyalgia is toxicity, damaged digestive system. And I think these manifest genetically, right? So a lot of people are exposed to toxins. A lot of people have damaged digestive systems, but they're not symptomatic of fibromyalgia. They're symptomatic of other things. They might have cancer, or they might have heart disease, or they might have diabetes, which I think a lot of that is diet too. There's, I think that what happens is the body just kind of goes with whatever genetic weakness or genetic, it goes through the path of least resistance, so to speak. Okay, Maggie, I'm hearing you on a cell phone. Do you have your computer muted?
I think that.
Leah?
Yeah, do you have your computer muted?
Yes, I muted it because I don't know how the heck to get you off of it. But,
okay.
Yes, It's on mute, except I'm on my phone now. Now I'm on my phone.
Okay.
So
all right.
We'll just do it like this.
Okay. I
sorry about all that.
The group, and we can go back and have you introduce yourself in a little bit, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. You just go ahead. Okay. I don't even need to say my name. I'll just...
Oh, that's all right. Okay. We'll have you introduced so we can all feel like a group.
Okay.
Okay, so that being said, so fibromyalgia exploits the weaknesses in the people's bodies. And it's a global disease in that it affects your entire body. And I feel like it's a holistic disease in that it affects your entire life, too. You know, it's not just your body that seems to be suffering. It's like your relationships, your mood, your functioning abilities, all these things are all affected. I was really, really sick, and a lot of you probably know my story, but maybe some of you don't. I always had a history of kind of like some digestive system issues, you know, like even when I was just real little child, I had chronic constipation, and I did stuff like the average person does, you know, I had vaccines and antibiotics and birth control pills. And, you know, when I was in my 20s, I drank my fair share of alcohol. You know, I burned the candle at both ends. And, you know, I was actually, I worked full time and I actually went to college at night full time for a while. I mean, I really burned it, you know, and I'm a type A personality. I like to get things done. And I see a lot of people in this community, you know, they were people who were excellent in every part of their lives. You know, they worked hard, they played hard, they very super active. And then boom, this, whatever happened, whether it was physical trauma, psychological trauma, a stress thing, an operation, an infection, something happened a lot of times, and then boom, they're symptomatic of fibromyalgia, or it came on gradually. With me, it pretty much came on gradually. But, it was during a time in my life where I was under a lot of stress. I was actually active duty in the Army when I became symptomatic of fibromyalgia during the Persian Gulf War. So I was told that if I would have spent one day in the Persian Gulf, they might have labeled it Gulf War syndrome, but it is what it is, being female, and one of the reasons they said it's fibromyalgia. So I was diagnosed by five different doctors saying I had fibromyalgia, and the last doctor I had, Dr. Hal Blattman, he was on my telesummit for 2 years in a row as well. He, he put in my book about how, you know, I had fibromyalgia, and then my book shows that it is possible to recover from it. And he's saying that from not just, you know, writing a blurb on somebody's book, but because he examined me. You know, this is my pain doctor, and he was happy to let the world know that I've recovered. And and I don't actually see him anymore as a patient. And he's fine with that, you know, because he's off helping people, and I'm off helping people. And it's a beautiful thing, actually. So how sick was I? I was in bed 12 to 16 hours a day for over 6 years. I was sick for 18 years altogether. The last 6 or 7 years, I was in bed 12 to 16 hours a day. I was on disability, on Social Security disability for a few years. At the end, I didn't know I could get Social Security disability. When I first became so disabled, I found out later through Dr. Blattman. He had a conference, and I found out that. After I recovered, I got off Social Security disability, and I'm working pretty much full time now. And this is what I do, the fibro lady. And I'm a mom. One of the benefits of me recovering is I got pregnant at age 41. So that was a huge surprise. I was on 12 different prescription medications, three of which were just for pain, and I had the anti-anxiety, antidepressants, all that stuff. I was still depressed. I was still suicidal. I was still in a huge amount of pain. I was on the sleep pills, still couldn't sleep. I understand very poignantly that the medications with fibromyalgia, first of all, cause a lot of problems in and of themselves. And second of all, they don't really help manage symptoms at all. They help a little tiny bit, but it's so frustrating to be told or to see on TV like, oh, symptoms can be well managed to fibromyalgia. And that's not the case at all. And medical doctors are not really good about giving advice about nutrition or anything, any kind of like natural kind of stuff. You know, they're not going to tell you necessarily about fish oil or herbs or essential oils or anything like that. And then on top of all that, it's really hard to find an alternative practitioner who's actually had success with people with fibromyalgia, because to them, it seems like a very complicated issue. And it can be, you know, because people come in with all kinds of diagnoses and symptoms and things. So everything changed for me when I started meditating, which sounds really crazy. But I honestly believe that. I started meditating back in like September 2007. And within 30 days, I had a dream that I was back at work. Now, after being in bed for 6 years, that was pretty significant. And within 90 days of that, I met a holistic practitioner who told me something I had never heard anyone say. She says, I used to have fibromyalgia. And I was like, what? You got to tell me what you did. And I tell you, I probably would have stalked her if she hadn't told me. if I would have had the energy to do it, probably. She could probably, you know, run circles around me at that time. And I wrote about her in my book, Victoria Smith. She's also wrote the foreword of my book, and she helped me edit my book to make sure I had all the I's dotted and T's crossed and all the supplements and things. And Victoria helped me immensely. And she helped, you know, Dr. Blattman helped me manage it and start to get better. And Victoria helped me put the final puzzle pieces in place with the detoxification and the diet and the healing of the digestive system and things like that. And on my own, I did the mindset. What I did is I got well very quickly. I met her in December of 2007. I started doing some things that she said, then I add some other stuff. But when I got everything combined together, within 3 weeks, I thought I was cured. I wasn't. I had a long way to go. But I felt so significantly better. I made what I called my healing quantum leap out of bed. So that's when I was able to start doing all the other things I needed to do to recover completely, because I actually had a little bit of wherewithal that I didn't have before. When I could barely get out of bed at the outset. And so when I wrote my book, I was thinking about it from the perspective of when I was so sick that I had to choose between taking a bath or making something in the microwave so I'd have something to eat. You know, I mean, I could barely make myself a sandwich. So that's when I wrote my book, that's what I was thinking of. And then there's this next level of health, which is, okay, now I'm out of bed. Now I'm able to start getting some stuff done. What can I do to go even faster on the health healing track? But that first step to go from, like, I can barely get out of bed to, hey, I can start doing stuff, that's when you get to that point, that's when you've made your healing quantum leap. Because it seems like it's a huge quantum leap. Like, you got to jump really high to get to the point where you can start doing some things like the food and the exercise and things like that. Exercise is pretty detrimental if everything in your body is screaming at you to be still. Exercise probably is not appropriate. Now, maybe some stretching, maybe some breathing, for sure some meditation, but like vigorous exercise, you know, most people experience with that has been super negative. And I know mine was, I would do something and I'd be in bed for 2 weeks. So yeah, I hear some nodding agreement.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm one of the few people out there who's saying, you know, exercise is not, oh, it can be very contraindicated for people depending on where they're at. especially if you're in a flare, which is a whole other situation. And if you guys want me to talk about flares, I'd be happy to do that. And or maybe we can save it for the next call. So when I met Victoria, I made this 3-week leap, and what she had me do was take a supplement made from the mineral called zeolite, which it sounds like a trade name, but that's its actual geological name is zeolite, and it's a mineral that is in nature, it detoxifies. It acts like a magnet going through your body, taking out toxins. And it was a new thing on the market. People have used it for different things, like they put it in animal feed and they detoxify water with it and some stuff like that. But no, up until recently, no one had taken this substance, cleaned out its molecular cages. So it's hungry, almost like, you know, how distilled water is kind of mineral hungry and can leach minerals out of your body. Well, the zeolites are kind of distilled down. They're cleaned out. Different companies call it different names. The company that I use, they call it activated. They're activated. And so they're hungry not to leach minerals out of your body, but to leach toxins out of your body. And the other thing that they did was different was they ground it down so small that it absorbed outside of the digestive system. Because prior to that, people have used zeolites raw, ground down, and used it as a digestive aid. And it stayed just in the digestive system. So what it does, it goes through your circulatory and lymphatic system and attracts toxins like a magnet. So what does it attract? It attracts things like lead, mercury, cadmium, volatile organic compounds, plastics, and some viruses. It is a naturally occurring negative charge, and the things that are bad for you happen to be a naturally occurring positive electrical charge. That's why it traps things like a magnet. And it's out of your body within 24 hours through your urine and feces. What I call it kind of the backdoor detoxification, or the side door detoxification. The problem with most detoxification methods with people with fibromyalgia is that it's too strenuous. It's like the person who's the sickest and has an toxic overload can withstand detoxification the least. And so most detoxification methods strain the organs of elimination. So they strain the kidneys, they strain the colon, they strain the skin, they strain any kind of elimination organs. And it's like if your body could have gotten rid of that, it would have. But it's a question because it was an overload. By going through the circulatory and lymphatic systems, it's going through the side door. And so it's super gentle and it's well tolerated by most people with fibromyalgia. And we'll talk about going slow later and who should do it and how you do that. It's just a different kind of detox. It's using a different part of your body to detoxify, but it does go everywhere. And because the toxins are not just in the digestive system, they're throughout your body. They're in the skin, they're in the nerves, they're in the fascia, they're everywhere. Okay. So, but just the zeolites don't do it. The other half of Fibro Cleanse is Firm Plus Pro or a therapeutic grade probiotic. This jumpstarts the healing of the digestive system. So the digestive system is the number one organ or the number one system in your body that detoxifies your body. And if your digestive system's damaged, then it's going to have a hard time getting rid of toxins. So if you're healing the digestive system and at the same time kind of getting rid of the backlog of toxins with the zeolites, things start happening pretty quickly. The nice thing about this detoxification system, it's simple. It's not very complicated. It's easy and it's physically easy if you can take supplements one or two times a day or three times a day. You just add this to what you're already doing and you're not running around town buying ingredients and things like that or using juicing machines or stuff like that. And it's fast. You see results pretty quickly, quickly enough to stay encouraged, but not so fast that it makes you sick or gives you the detox flu, so to speak. I don't know if any of you guys have ever done a detox where you felt sick, but that's happened to me, and it's very unpleasant. Or you get other symptoms like headaches and things like that. So it generally doesn't cause that. It can, but, you know, we have all kinds of remedies for that. And the other thing is it's predictable. People follow along a really predictable path with this. And a lot of practitioners, when I tell them about this, they get really excited because practitioners want to know what's going to happen with their people. And also the people want to know what's going to happen. So generally what happens is people start to think a little clearer. They have a little bit more energy, and they start to sleep a little better. That's generally how it goes. Now, other people have different things, and, you know, everybody's a unique individual, and your body has a priority of what it wants to heal that may or may not be in agreement with your mind. Just so you know, your body has its own mind about things. So, what was the results of the fibro cleanse for me? So within 3 weeks, when we got all this together, thought I was cured, I wasn't. But that's how big of a difference it made. I started to think a lot clearer. I started to think that, you know, maybe I could go back to work. I just got a letter from a lady the other day, and she said that she's feeling so much better, she's considering going back to work. And I did go back to work, and I was able to go on a trip, and I was able to, like, I actually went on a trip to Disney World, and about 3 months into my recovery, and so I was still, you know, like on pain meds, and you know, I was able to get off all the pain medication. It took me 7 months, but I got off everything. But in the first 4 months is when I got off the majority of it. The sleeping pills took a lot longer to get off. So I went to Disney World, and I walked around that whole day, and when I got home that night to the hotel, I was so tired and so sore, and I just knew that, you know, I was going to be laid up for 2 weeks. I was, like, worried if I was going to be able to make it to the airport to get home, you know, I was going to be leaving a couple days to the airport, and I was really upset with myself because I thought, I've wasted all this money to come down to Florida. I was going to a conference, and I went to Disney World before the conference. I'm like, I've wasted all this money and all this time, and I'm not going to be able to move tomorrow. I was really upset with myself. And the next day, I woke up, and I was fine. I was perfectly fine. And, I was still on medication or anything, but I was fine. And I was just shocked and amazed. And I got a little bit of courage then to, like, try stuff and do stuff. And with this foundation of the zeolite and the therapeutic grade probiotic, I was able to really do some really interesting things. I was able to lose a bunch of weight. I was able to start exercising. I started horseback riding. I started, you know, I don't know if any of you know how vigorous that is, but that's really, I hadn't horseback riding in like 20 years. And I was shocked that my body still knew how to like, you know, move around and stuff. I was really surprised by that. And then the big thing was I did get pregnant at 41. We couldn't get pregnant before. That's just amazing. And so that's the healing. That's the two components of the healing cleanse. It's the zeolite. Therapeutic grade probiotic. That's the foundation. And the food part is important, but I just want to, you know, kind of emphasize that the supplements at the beginning do the lion's share of the work. And the food part is like a third of it. And but almost two thirds of it is the supplements, which sounds a little backwards, doesn't sound like somebody who's into natural stuff, but these are, you know, natural supplements. It's just that these do a lot. And then the food is part of it too, but it's a small part at the very beginning when someone's really sick. We got to get them, you know, prepped up so they can do more things. So the food part is a small part of it. Now, once you get past the healing cleanse, the quantum leap, that part, the food part becomes a huge part of it. But the big part is the supplements to get you going, get you out of bed. So then the mindset is huge throughout. Mindset's a big thing in your whole life anyway. And then the food, once you're able to get up and do things and get going on stuff, then the food becomes a really big part of it. And the exercise and sleep, well, sleep is usually just kind of happens on its own. And the only thing that you might need to do is kind of relook at your sleep hygiene stuff and kind of really focus on that just to get your sleep as optimized as possible. And the exercise, this is the best part. A healthy body wants to move. If you get an inkling that, hey, I want to go for a walk, then go for a walk and see how it goes. But if everything in your body is screaming at you to be still, then probably exercise isn't going to be appropriate. But the magic happens at about the 3 to 6 week mark with this. And I think what you're going to see is that you're going to want to move, and it's going to be so refreshing that you'll feel like, I want to move, I want to get out, and I want to. So does anybody have any questions right now about zeolite and the therapeutic grade of dyadic, like how those work together?
Are they both something that you take long term once you feel better?
Yeah. So that's a good question. Well, it depends on the person, but what we want to do is build up to a detox amount, which is 3 times what it says on the bottle. You want to do that for 30 days. And then after that 30 days, you want to level off to what they call a high-ish maintenance amount. So you're going to be like twice as much as what it says on the bottle. And you're going to stay on that for as long as you're seeing results month over month. So usually about 6 months, people see results month over month. And some people take a lot longer. So I saw results for about 10 months, and then I was pregnant, so I had to kind of look at what I was doing. And then after the baby came, then I go on a detox about 4 times a year. Like, I go on an extra, like, detox 4 times a year, and then I take a maintenance amount the rest of the year. So, but I'm almost 10 years recovered at this point.
Well, we have paperwork that explains how to do this.
Well, you have the book. You should have instructions from Ripple's Health Shop that came with your bonus package.
Okay.
Did everybody here get their bonus package? I think there's just one left to go out because you signed up yesterday.
No, I just ordered mine, so I don't have it yet.
Okay. When did you order yours?
Oh, I think 2 days ago.
Okay, yeah, so that'll go out today or tomorrow. And we're having a call again next week, so we can go between this week and next week. You guys need to get started on doing it, and you don't have to save your questions till next week unless you want to. If you think it can last till next week, ask it then at the call. But if you need to email me or text me or call me in between, I am on the East Coast time. My office hours are 9 to 3, but if you have an emergency, feel free to email me or text me.
Okay, sounds good.
It's important for me for you to succeed. I'm such a type A personality. I want you to succeed too. So there's this handout from, it says Ripple's Health Shop, LLC, and it has the instructions on it. And we're going to talk about starting slow.
Okay.
Next. And why you should or who should. Anyway, so it is long term in a way, but another way it's like, well, if you're seeing results, then you're not going to mind staying on it. If you're not seeing results, then it's going to be, that's a different story, right? Now in my group and private coaching, it's a year long program, and we do suffer about 6 months before we change any of the products, because sometimes if somebody who's super, super sensitive, it takes about 6 months to see if it's going to work. But that's really the rare situation. Most people, even people, you know, it doesn't seem to matter how sick they are, you know, plus or minus, and it doesn't seem to matter how long they've been sick. It just seems to be like an individual thing. So some people will get well, like really start to feel like they're recovered in 3 months. Some people will be 9 months. You know, it just really depends. But we can see usually somebody starting to feel better within 3 or 4 weeks. We can see a start. Sometimes it's 6 weeks, but usually we see a start. Okay. And let's see. So before we move on about starting slow, does anybody have any questions before we get going more?
No.
I'm good, Maggie.
All right.
Good, Denise.
All right. Why would someone start slow? Someone would start slow on this because if they're super duper sensitive. And so if you have a history of being quote unquote allergic to everything, if you were at the mall and you walk by Yankee Candle and get a migraine, like not a headache, but a migraine, like that's a clue. If you have multiple chemical sensitivities, that would be a reason to start slow. If you just are like hesitant just to jump in with both feet, that would be a reason to start slow. That, you know, so there's, if you just feel like, you know what, I want to start slow, that's okay too. So those are the reasons to start slow. And how do you do it? Okay, so let me tell you what the full detox amount is, and then I'm going to tell you what starting slow looks like. So you guys, get your pen and paper handy.
Okay.
So the full detox amount is 2 capsules, 3 times a day of zeolite. And of the Firm Plus Pro, it's 1 teaspoon, 3 times a day. That's the full detox amount. And the highest maintenance amount after that, as long as you're seeing results with it, is 2 capsules, 2 times a day of zeolite, and 1 teaspoon, 2 times a day of the Firm Plus Pro. Now, everybody except for the one person that ordered the other day should have their bonus pack. And what we do is we go ahead and send a bottle of Firm Plus Pro and a bottle of zeolite so you can try them out and see if they're right for you. If you try them out and they're not going to be appropriate, that's fine. I will help you choose another brand. Usually it's not the zeolites people have problems with because it's kind of like it is what it is. It's the probiotic that somebody might have an issue with. There might be an ingredient in it, or there might be something they're allergic to, or they just can't get there from here, and I can help them choose another brand. But the premise is good. So the premise is detoxify gently, heal the digestive system at the same time. That's the premise. And that's what seems to help people recover from fibromyalgia over and over and over and over again. And then after they make that healing quantum leap, we start really focusing on the food too. That's the full detox amount. Doing 3 times the amount is what it says on the bottle. Now, if you wanted to do, we'll talk about slow and then we'll talk about ultra slow. Okay. So slow would be 1 capsule, 1 time a day for 4 days of the zeolite and 1/4 teaspoon of the Firm Plus Pro 1 time a day for 4 days. And then after the 4 days, add 1 capsule and 1/4 teaspoon. So you'd have that twice a day. And then for 4 days. And then you would add 1/3 time a day of 1 teaspoon or 1/4 teaspoon and 1 capsule of zeolite. And you did that for 4 days. And then from there, you would add after that third set of 4 days, you would add a second capsule for the morning. Like say you're taking it three times a day, you have morning, afternoon, evening. So in the morning, you would have two capsules plus a half a teaspoon of Firm Plus Pro. And in the afternoon, you'd have one capsule and a quarter teaspoon. In the evening, one capsule and a quarter teaspoon. Do that for 4 days. Then we would add, for the evening, another capsule and another quarter teaspoon. Do that for 4 days. And then in the afternoon, add another capsule and another quarter teaspoon. So we're basically kind of breaking things down into quarters and just that's slow. Now, some people have issues with zeolite, and that's usually if you have an issue with the zeolite, it's like a headache. What we back down is to back down about half of what you're doing, and then do that for 4 days or a week, 4 to 7 days, and then move back up. If somebody has problems with the probiotic, it's usually a GI thing. So there are either have diarrhea or constipation. Now, constipation, you don't have to back off. I'd say just add. There's a supplement called Colon Program at Ripple's Health Shop, and it has Cascara Sagrada, or you can go to the health food store and get Cascara Sagrada, which is a herb. It's a natural laxative, and it works really strong and really fast. Or another thing you can do for constipation is powdered vitamin C. And we'll go about side effects in a few minutes. The diarrhea, if you get diarrhea, that's for sure you need to back off on the Firm Plus Pro. So back off to about half what you were doing for about a week and then move up from there. And the probiotic, the special thing about the probiotic is not only jumpstarts the healing of the gut, but also it's colonizing. So the little microbes are replicating themselves, reproducing in there, and they're crowding out the bad guys. Another thing with Firm Plus Pro is my first, second, third, and fourth choice for therapeutic grade probiotic. One of the big things about it is it's fermented spirulina. Spirulina on its own is considered a superfood. They used it in the astronaut program. They thought maybe this is something like a whole food that astronauts can eat for long-term space travel. But when it's fermented, the nutrients inside of it are more bioavailable. So people get a big benefit just from the spirulina and the fermented spirulina. So it's a superfood as well as having multiple strains of beneficial microbes. And it has the antigen strain to candida. So and if you've been around the natural health world much at all, you've probably heard things about candida yeast. Candida yeast is a lot of times a result of mercury toxicity. If you still have your mercury fillings, maybe some other things like that the candida yeast overgrowth a lot of times is a result of that. And then this helps, Firm Plus Pro helps with that. And the zeolites help with the mercury toxicity. So that it's a 1-2 punch for all these things. Now we're going to talk about going ultra slow. Ultra slow. So ultra slow is, these are the people that take like 6 months to do this. And I can't tell you with a crystal ball who these people are ahead of time, but it's usually the people who are super duper duper sensitive to everything. Like serious multiple chemical sensitivities, like have to go out and live in a tent in the desert, multiple chemical sensitivities, like that's about where they're at. Anyway, I shouldn't laugh about that. See, I was very sensitive, and I feel like I got a little bit of gallows humorous going on there. Ultra slow would be to take a pinch of Firm Plus Pro And I mean, so like a 16th of a teaspoon one time a day for a week. And also at the same time, take the capsules of zeolite, take one of the capsules, put it in water, mix it up and put it in one cup of filtered water. Mix that well, take one tablespoon of that and put it in a liter of water and drink on that all day long. That's ultra slow. And then add up like one, do that for a week. If you don't have any headaches, you don't have any other kind of detox flu symptoms, you know, add 2 tablespoons, add 3 tablespoons, that type of thing. And see, until you get to the point where you can have one capsule of zeolites. That's ultra slow. And, you know, sometimes it's what it takes, but it's worth doing because there's no other way to get the toxins out of the body in a way that's going to be gentle enough for someone to withstand. There's like, you know, if you do colonics, it's going to be too much. If you do there's a really good cleanse by standard process. It's 21 days. It's going to be too much. It's going to be too difficult. There's juicing. There's this. There's that. It's going to be too much. And it's just really, really hard to accomplish if you're already in a fatigue state anyway. So it's worth doing the ultra super slow. But I would try doing the regular at the outset, unless you know you're one of these people who are like, man, I just really want to start slow. I would say start slow then. And then if that's bothering you, we can always go to ultra slow. So do you guys have any questions about this, the slow, the ultra slow detox and the detox, regular detox?
I'm just glad you're explaining this because in the past, different practitioners have had me try these detox things and I have been absolutely miserable. So I look forward to this and following your directions for how to do this slowly.
Awesome. Awesome. I know what you're saying. And then they act like it's your fault.
Well, I didn't get that. They really were sympathetic, but they didn't tell me how else to do it. So I'm looking forward to your way.
Well, there's a lot of times with these other detoxes, there's no way to make it more gentle. It's just, it's either this or nothing. You know, like there's just not a lot of different ways to go about doing it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so I think you're going to have a lot more questions when you start doing it. You know what I mean? Like, so this week, between this, you know, these next 7 days between our next call, you guys are going to have a lot more questions when you start doing it. So when we get together next week, we can go over all your questions. Make sure you jot them down so you can keep track of them. And I think that's going to be really helpful for you all, is just to get started on it. And once you get going on it, they're like, well, you know, should I use this kind of water or that kind of water, you know? So filtered water, for sure. Okay, so we got that part of it done. We're going to talk about side effects. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about what you should drink and eat when you're doing this. All right. So on the Ripples Health Shop instruction sheet, it's like a little cheat sheet. And there it talks about on the last page possible side effects. So we're going to go over them real quick about what you can do. And if you guys think of any other questions, you know, pipe up and we'll talk. We'll go through them. So the first side effect, and let me just say at the outset, most of the side effects are rare. So they're rare in the healthy population, I should say. So with people with fibromyalgia, I can never predict if somebody's going to have a side effect. Some people like go through this like gangbusters, no problem. And then they write me these emails saying, hey, I want to go back to work, you know. And then some people, they don't have, you know, they're like, you know, I have a little bit of a headache, but it's okay. it's just a little bit. I'll be okay. They can withstand them. So I just say, okay, keep on going. Don't move up, but keep on going. And then some people are like, you know, I can't do this. And I'll have to kind of work with them to do the ultra slow. But so the side effects are, I don't want to scare you because I want you guys to do this. I want you to be successful. So most of the side effects are like not that big a deal. Like if you've got a little bit of a loophole, you know, that may not be a big deal. If you've got exploding diarrhea, that's a big deal. But most people, like, they'll have more, how do I put this delicately? They'll have more volume of stool, but it won't be uncomfortable. So it's not like you're going to get cramping and things like that normally. Most people don't. Most people go through this pretty easily. So I want to say that at the outset. So I don't want to scare everybody. But, you know, I've dealt with, you know, hundreds of people on this. Actually, probably a couple thousand at this point. And I've been doing this for about 4 years. I wrote my book 5 years ago. And it's, you know, I've talked with thousands of people about the different aspects of this, specifically with fibromyalgia. So the headache, a lot of times it can be reversed by drinking fluid. And the one thing I'm going to say right now about drinking fluids, I don't say just plain water for a specific reason, because just plain water, well, if that's all you got, do that. But really, whatever you drink needs to have minerals in it. And I'll circle around back to that in a few minutes when we talk about eating and drinking. But things you can drink are like mineral water, water with unrefined sea salt. Chicken broth is amazing. And things like, if you've ever heard of like beet kvass, those are really, really, really good things. And you can cut back a little bit on what you're doing. But if you can remediate a slight headache with some water intake, you know, mineral water intake, that would be your best. If you are dehydrated, I would say get yourself hydrated before you take zeolite. And if you're doing like I had a lady who's doing chemotherapy, starting a chemotherapy thing soon, I told her just to wait before she started any of this, do the chemotherapy, focus on that, because zeolites can interfere with chemotherapy in that a lot of times they use heavy metals like platinum in chemotherapy in the drugs, and this can negate that, and it's going to negate what you're trying to do with the chemotherapy, which is kind of interesting if you think about it. So that's the headache. Diarrhea. So usually that's because of the probiotic, whatever probiotic you're on. And if it's, like I said before, if it's something that's manageable, that's fine. If not, cut back to about half of where you were okay on the probiotic. And if it's really bad, like if you're like really like just, you know, if you're prone to diarrhea anyway and it gets worse, let me know and I can tell you about a protocol from the GAPS diet that can help with that, where you're just kind of like living on chicken broth for a few days, but it'll help really turn that situation around. I actually have a client who doesn't have fibromyalgia. She has Crohn's, and I helped her reverse her Crohn's. Within a few weeks, it started reversing, and she's now about 4 months down the line, and she's just really made total headways, and she hasn't had to. She was hospitalized last year like 3 times because of it, and the pain's gone, and her whole life is changing now because she's doing some stuff that I recommended. Okay, that's diarrhea. Constipation. That on my body, constipation is like the default, like, oh, something's messed up, we're going to constipate you. I said, you know, you might have a problem with constipation if, you know, everybody in your family gets sick with diarrhea and you're just happy you have a smooth move. So there's IBS-C and there's IBS-I or D. I'm the IBS-C. My body gets horribly constipated if everything isn't just right. And then the constipation turns into diarrhea sometimes, and they call it paradoxical diarrhea. The system I'm telling you guys about completely healed me of IBS. And I, as long as I stay on top of what I'm doing, I have there's this Bristol it's the Bristol graph of bowel movements, and it kind of rates like how your bowel movements are and like what's going on. And I have class A poops now. So I'm super duper excited about that.
I didn't know that was rated.
Yeah. Isn't that something to be excited about?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot to it. Not just, you know, but the most exciting thing is I feel good. You know, like I don't feel bloated. I don't feel weighed down. I don't feel, you know, all these horrible feelings. I feel like my body runs efficiently now. And that's amazing on multiple levels. I would avoid products. If you got constipation, I would look at Cascara Sagrada. Like I said, you can get that at any health food store. I get the capsules. I wouldn't get the tea. The tea is horrible tasting. And or rippleshealthshop.com, which is the health food store that's owned by my husband, and I manage it, and it's convenient for our community. The only reason we have it. But you can buy the supplements on Ripple's Health Shop, other places on the web for the same price. There's a SH colon program. Is a really good supplement, and it has Cascara Sagrada in it as well. So there's that. And so you might, and another thing to take, it's not on here, but you can take vitamin C powder, and you can get that at any health food store. But then, you know, we don't want our body to become dependent on laxatives. We definitely want to look at, you know, regulating everything with food and gut healing, so that our body doesn't need laxatives to go. And the other thing to avoid is products containing senna leaves. So there's a tea called Smooth Move Tea. It's got senna in it. You don't want that. And some of the more mainstream conventional laxatives have senna in it, and that can cause a lot of issues. Another side effect, I don't know if you guys ever heard of, on the last telesummit, the ladies from Food Whiffery, they were telling me about they said, you got to put this side effect in here. I said, okay. They call it the little black cloud. So I have a friend, she's seemingly healthy, but apparently she had a large exposure to lead at some point. And zeolite's greatest affinity is for lead. So she has to do the ultra slow, even though she's seemingly healthy, because if she gets going any faster than what she was doing, she just feels really in a funk. And that can happen. It's really uncommon, though. Most people feel better. You guys are already sick. We don't want anybody feeling any worse. Want to feel better. That's the whole point of this, is to feel better and better and better and get out of the spiral. So you want to cut back on the zeolites, but maintain the Firm Plus Pro if this little black cloud thing comes. That's the long and the short of it. I wanted to also say that in your gut is made the neurotransmitters or the chemicals that affect your mood. So most antidepressants are SSRIs, specific serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Basically, they're recycling the serotonin. Serotonin is made in your gut. When you start eating really good food and you're able to actually start to process it properly because your digestive system is healing, what a lot of people find is that their depression just lifts and their anxiety starts to become manageable. It doesn't necessarily go away, it becomes manageable. Later on, it can go away. We have some tools that we use, kind of a mind science type thing, meridian tapping and meditation and stuff like that. And one of the diagnoses I had, I told you guys I was in the Army. Well, after I got out of the Army, I worked for a civilian contractor in Europe. And when the troops went to Bosnia, a few months later, so did I, as a civilian contractor. I came home with a case of PTSD. So I wasn't able to do anything about it when I was really sick much. I mean, I had all the drugs, and at the VA, I had group, and I had a psychiatrist and a psychologist for PTSD. So I was like basically all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I was so screwed up with that. And it really affected my daily life. And the depression lifted on this. The anxiety got manageable. And I was able to finally tackle the PTSD with meridian tapping. And that was such a game changer for me. And I'll tell anybody who'll listen about meridian tapping. That really helped me. PTSD is like anxiety on steroids. And now I'm able to actually watch fireworks on the 4th of July without feeling like I'm going to die. So that's a very big bonus in my life, especially because now I have a little kid who, guess what, wants to go see the fireworks. So there's that. All right. Does anybody have any questions about the possible side effects and the remedies? No? Okay.
Yes, Leah, it's Maggie. Leah.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, I just wanted to throw something out there and get your opinion on something for constipation, which has worked for me as somebody who has had chronic constipation through most of her entire life. Like, I could go 8 days and not poop, which is just disgusting.
Yeah.
But I take magnesium, and that has really helped keep me more regular, and I think it's also really good for your muscles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah, magnesium. Okay. Well, really everybody in this country is deficient in magnesium, so it's one of those supplements that probably everybody can benefit from. And I use magnesium to help with constipation when I was symptomatic, and it didn't help me. I had the cream, I had the pills, I had all that stuff.
Really?
It never helped me. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because some things work for other people, you know, and this is why it's a group call, because we're going to learn from each other's experiences.
Right.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're going to talk about now the kind of the food and the drink and mindset. So in my book, I have 7 steps. The first step is the mindset. The second and third is the detox and the gut healing. The fourth is food. And then we have no new damage, which is like not adding more toxins back into your life. So we're talking about your environment. And then sleep and exercise with a question mark. We're going to really focus here on what do you need to do to get started? What do you need? This is a jumpstart program. So what do you need to do to get started? So this is going to be more harder for some people, more of a challenge for some people than it is for others. But what we want to do is get rid of fake foods and chemicals as much as possible without getting stressed out about it. Okay. So when I was really sick, the one thing, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to try and go organic. So I was so sick that I really couldn't, you know, like cook a meal or do anything like that too much. Like once in a while, maybe, but day in, day out, I just ate you know, like normal food. So I just focused on things like I would get organic soup in a can and I heat that up instead of Campbell's. Or I would get these little organic TV dinners and I heat those up instead of a regular TV dinner. I mean, like, I didn't eat breakfast much. I had something nuked in the microwave for dinner, and then my husband would bring us home takeout from whatever restaurant I said to get stuff from. Because I wasn't even, like, doing laundry or anything. I mean, we had my husband would take laundry to the laundromat, and they had some sort of drop-off service, and they would do it. It was pretty bad. We were living lives of quiet desperation for sure. So we want to eliminate as many chemicals as possible. So what I'm talking about is artificial colors. And in our home, we have a no blue food rule. And everybody's like, what about blueberries? Well, blueberries are kind of purple anyway, but just like, you know, I'm talking about like the color blue, primary blue. If it's blue or hangs out with blue food, it's not a color found in nature. You don't want to eat that. So artificial colors, artificial flavors, MSG. MSG has like over 70 names, maybe more in the trade. MSG is really a problem and it's a neurotoxin. It can cause migraines. So you want to avoid anything with MSG. In my book that you guys all have a copy of, there's an appendix called The Hidden Names of MSG, or The Secret Names of MSG. So check that out. You want to avoid fake fats. So you want to avoid trans fats, and you want to avoid things like canola oil, corn oil, vegetable oil, margarine. What you want to focus on is olive oil, coconut oil, butter. Can I hear a yay? And if you can get it, you can get saturated fats. There's a company called fatworks.com, and they sell all kinds of things like tallow and lard and duck fat and things like that. And these are all very well made. USWellnessMeats.com, their other name is grasslandbeef.com. That's a really good source of animal products. If you're a vegetarian.
Hey, Leah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Leah. It's Maggie. What about avocado oil?
I think if it's an oil that our ancestors didn't have access to, I think it's probably okay. If you have a bottle of it, finish it. But I just don't think it's like something that should be the mainstay of your life. And Maggie,
really?
Your situation is a little bit different because you have a lot of allergies.
Right.
But the
okay.
You can't do coconut, oil and you can't do butter,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So
well, and that's it just gets a little tricky. But
right.
But I do have I did get some stuff from Fatworks, but
yeah.
I'm just not sure which one would have the best taste with what I use it for, but that's fine. That's something that we can talk about another time. That's fine.
Another source of there's the fats. Another source of neurotoxins is artificial sweeteners. So you know, the pink packets, the blue packets, the yellow packets, any of those. Sucralose is actually another name for the yellow packet stuff. The name is escaping me right now. So you want to avoid artificial sweeteners. You want to avoid sugar, which is also what?
Splenda, I think it is the same thing as
Splenda.
Yellow packet, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
If you need a sweetener, I'd say honey or maple syrup. Those are okay. Sugar in the raw, probably not. But If you like molasses, that's probably okay. And a little bit of stevia is probably fine.
A little bit is how much? Because this is Maggie, and I like stevia in my tea.
Well, I think that's probably fine. We're not talking about tablespoons of it. We're talking about a little bit.
No, we're not. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you want to get organic. You want to get organic versions of these things.
Of course. Yep.
And then the other thing is preservatives. So if it has a long shelf life and it doesn't grow mold, it won't grow people. Dr. Blattman used to say, if it doesn't grow mold, it doesn't grow people. So that would be like these artificial preservatives that keep things fresh forever. Shelf-stable foods are not going to help you out there. So that's what I say to begin with. And, the nutrition part of it is a whole huge part that comes in like gangbusters after you start feeling a little bit better. We'll really focus on the nutrition then. But the main thing to get in your body right now, I have five foods for healing, and these are the five foods I like to focus on. And in the book, there's 11 superfoods, and you can add those too. But the five ones that, it's kind of easy to remember five. It's eggs, and then butter, liver, raw sauerkraut, and coconut oil. And if you can get those five in every day, and the liver you can get in capsules, by the way, before you get like gag. Those are going to go a long way. But start the day off with some eggs and butter. Put some unrefined sea salt in there. These are the kind of things that will help you. Now, you might have different allergies, or you might have some different requirements, and because maybe you're a vegetarian or you're doing some sort of AIP or whatever. The quality of your food matters. If you can get organic, that's a great place to start. If you want to get more into like grass-fed or pasture-raised, all the better. If you want to look at getting it local, that's a whole nother step up. And knowing your farmer and if it's not fed soy, that's really, 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 really good. Soy is problematic for a lot of reasons, but it helps with inflammation or hurts you as far as the inflammation part of it.
Hey, Leah, can I ask a question about the organic meat stuff?
Sure.
I am buying organic whole chicken to roast, and it of course says all vegetarian feed, but I don't know what the feed is. So
it's soy.
That's where I'm not real sure. I'm sorry, what?
If you're buying it from the store, it's soy.
So do I not buy the organic?
Until you start feeling better and you have the capacity to like source things a little bit better, eat what you have. You have something to eat. And then start looking for pasture-raised or free-range chickens.
These are, they say they're free-range, but they're vegetarian feed, and they're organic, and I get them from Trader Joe. But when I read the vegetarian feed, I started thinking, well, what is it? So that's where I was like, oh, I don't know if this is good or not.
Well,
it's
probably the best you're going to be able to get from the store. And until you can get like hook up with a farmer that doesn't use soy in their feed,
right?
That's about the only way you can guarantee you're not getting soy.
Oh, because I'm eating a lot of roasted chicken. Oh boy. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
Oh well.
It's at this stage of the game, The main thing is to start feeling better. And right. That is so much better than just conventional chicken, right?
Sure.
You know,
sure.
The fact that it does get fresh air and sunshine, it does get some, you know, organic feed. That's so much better. Right. That's such less of a toxic burden on its body and yours. So,
right.
You know, later on when you're getting better, you can start getting out and sourcing things. That's really when you can focus on that. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Got it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're kind of go around the room and we're going to talk and say, you know, what was your biggest takeaway from today? And what are you, and we're going to have some accountability here. So what are you going to start doing when you get off the phone call as far as implementing this? So I'm going to start with Denise. You want to say that?
Okay. I'm actually doing a lot of the food things now except for liver. I didn't realize, though, because I buy organic grass-fed chicken and stuff, too, but I didn't realize they could be fed soy.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look into that. I think I'm going to try the full dosage of the zeolites and probiotics to start.
Okay. And what was your biggest takeaway?
I'm not sure. I know I need to concentrate more on MSG, and I try to eat just things, just meats and vegetables and fruits, mostly, mm-hmm. Very little processed, but I do eat rice, and I know in the book you said about no grains.
Right. Of all the grains, if you have white rice that's organic, that's the least problematic. And I And we have transitioned back to some grains now, and I like to cook the rice in broth. Like I buy the jars of broth, and with broth, sea salt, and butter. And my son eats that. he loves that.
Yeah, I actually make bone broth and cooking in that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Okay.
All right, Kathy.
I guess I just need to watch my diet more. I've been working on my diet for the last probably couple of years with watching gluten and carbs, sugars, and I notice more. I seem to get more sensitive, I think, if I do cheat and have sugar and gluten. It seems like it affects me a lot more. And I did just start the zeolite and the Firm Pro Plus yesterday, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Are you starting on the full dose, or did you start slow?
I did. I started on the full dose. I have been taking a probiotic anyway, so hopefully the transition to this one won't be so drastic.
You're taking 2 capsules of zeolite 3 times a day and 1 teaspoon of Firm Plus Pro 3 times a day?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Rachel.
Hi. I am really thankful that you told us to first start out with the 2 products that you're sending. I haven't received them yet, but I look forward to it because you didn't overwhelm us with starting with your supplements and going on a diet. And I thought, I'm going to be overwhelmed by what you say today, but I'm not. And I'm really thankful for that.
Hey.
And what I'm really also glad to hear is you said people can start this program very slowly. Over the years, I've had practitioners tell me, take this, take that. And I have been absolutely miserable. And they never gave me an alternative of how to start out very slowly. So when I get your products, hopefully in a few days, I look forward to starting this, and I will start slowly, and thank you for explaining how to do that.
All right. Woohoo! Okay. And Maggie.
Okay, I'm here. I had to take myself off mute because I tend to
make noise in the background. I would say that the biggest takeaway I got from today was just the fact that I was not the only one hearing your advice and speaking about all the stuff that everybody has shared, because that helps me feel less alone. And I too have been like everybody else, and all the other times I've done detox or lose weight kinds of things, I end up feeling like I have to be scraped off of the floor because I can't even move. And so it's just nice to know that I'm not so wacky. And I would say that what I'm going to do is something that I used to do for 4 straight years, and it really helped. It worked so well, I quit doing it, and I haven't been back to it in about 8 years, and it is meditation. And I know it works, and I've been in a lot of resistance, which Leah knows about, and it's just a matter of, you know, it's got to be like brushing my teeth. I have to do it, and it doesn't have to be for a long time. I just know that when I do it, I feel better. So that's what I'm going to do, and next week I will tell everybody how I did.
All right.
Well, cool. And just as a separate side note, it's obvious to you all that I stutter, and sometimes my speech is really good and sometimes it sucks, and today's not a great day, but I also have a bad cold, and I find that when I don't feel well, in addition to the fibro, my speech is worse, just like everything else is. But I would like to toot Leah's horn, just because I have dealt with this for over 37 years, and I've been all over the country and done all kinds of things and have found some really amazing things which truly saved my life. But the one thing I never really did was have a coach just for this. But I guess I should say that just for this is really almost my whole life, because the fibro, it impacts every single minute of my day in some way, shape, or form. So I just think that she's an awesome resource, and she and I will like FaceTime coach, and I don't feel like I even have to have brushed my teeth yet. So that's kind of cool. So just thought I'd throw that out there. So, okay. All right. I'm done.
Well, thank
Bye.
You, Maggie. Wow, I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Completely
sure.
Unsolicited.
Right,
I'll pay you later. No.
Totally. No, I'm going to put myself back on mute so I can blend my protein shake.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay, bye. See ya.
For the people who came to the call not right at 1 o'clock, you might want to go back and listen to the recording. I'm going to be sending you an email out straight away with a link to the recording and directions on how to access it. And then a little bit later, we're going to have, within like a day or two, we're going to have the fibroclass.com set up so you can access everything from there. And we're going to be sending out an email to, you know, everybody who signed up. We don't have everybody here actually today who signed up. So maybe next week when we meet, there's going to be more people on the call. Our next meeting is Tuesday at 1 o'clock on whatever week from today is. And I don't have my calendar in front of me. That's because I got you guys in front of me. But the 16th, January 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be, and then the third call is two weeks and one day after that, So that gives you some a lot of time to kind of play with it. So this is the week to kind of notice all your questions, like how do I get started, what am I doing, all that. And then two weeks and one day, that's when we're going to really get into the thick of it. It's like, because you're doing it day in and day out. And that'll be the 31st. Will be our third call. It'll be Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern as well. What did I want to say? The 24th through the 29th, I'm actually going to be out of the net. I'm going to be out of the country. I'm actually going to a women's business retreat. And but I want you guys to know I'm here for you. I got some backup, and I'll be emailing you the backup. And but this is going to be the week where you're really going to have a lot of questions. And if you come to a full stop and you can't move forward because of something that you come across with what you're doing, feel free to email me. If you feel like I need to know this right now, and it's a reasonable hour of the day, and I'm going to leave you to your honor on that, call me. You have my cell phone, or text me. You can do that. I'm cool with that. I want you to succeed. It's important for me that you succeed. If there's any way I can help, I want to help. And I want you guys to know that from the bottom of my heart. So you have my email. You have my cell phone, my direct cell phone and text. And you can, if you are friends with me on Facebook, you can even Facebook Messenger me if you want. And I will be available from now until the 23rd. And then that week, I'm not going to be available, but my assistant will be available. And we'll have some backup people so that if you have problems with the PyroClass site, the webmaster is going to be available. And if you have problems with anything else going on, my assistant's going to be available to answer your question for that. And hopefully, see, I'm going to this place, and I don't know if I'm going to have internet access and everything. I think I will. So I should be able to help, but I don't know 100% for sure. That being said, I'm really excited about this program. I'm really excited about the feedback that we've had so far. And I want you guys to go ahead and look at the video. Rachel, you're going to be getting your package soon. And look at the instructions, look at the book, and let's get going on this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's make 2018 rock. Okay? Okay. You guys ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
I am ready. It's going to be my best year yet.
All right. Well, with that being said, thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.